our committee, we talked at great lengths about, and spending limits, the consideration that we gave around that to implement a cap. Our current laws don't provide the parameters to enforce and monitor the caps during a leadership election. So, you know, as a modern and progressive party, we welcome the recommendations that are going to be coming forth from the All-Party Committee on Democratic Reform, which, you know, was put together last year. I assume that they're in process. So we look forward as a party to participating in those talks whenever they get ready to be open to that. So the All-Party Committee, I should say, on Democratic Reform has been put together. Unfortunately, the timelines aren't in place.
You know, I think decisions like that had to be made, you know, as a party in the context of a broader party process, likely at a party convention, whereby you have members there, and you know, motions can be put on the floor. They can be fully debated and fully vetted. You know, that's, you know, we have a circumstance here whereby decisions had to be made quickly. We did have a process in 2013 that worked. That's the process that we're largely going forward with now, except for differences in timeline.
You know, we would ask that the candidates consider at the end of their campaign, when they get their audits done, that they be open and make that available. A lot of these rules, as John has said, would go forth to the AGM, to the floor, for all of our delegates to listen and vote on. And this review, leadership review, came upon us fairly quickly, and we had a number of days here to get this pulled together.
Another important consideration here that should not be lost is that there, it's just a simple fact that elections cost money. And, you know, fundraising is an element of being a successful politician in this province with the rules as they currently are. The reality is that an election is going to cost, you know, plus $1 million. You're going to have to be able to have the capacity to fundraise to do that. So, you know, $15,000 to get you in the door, then there's $5,000 and another $5,000. $15,000, that's, you know, 100 people, $150 each. You know, if you're not able to raise that sort of money in a month, then you're not going to be able to raise the sort of money that a party needs to be successful in an election campaign, which, by the way, once this leader is chosen, a one-year right. clock starts. So, you know, we have an election coming up soon. The party has to be ready. That's just the reality. I think that there's going to be, when you ask these questions to the candidates that come forward, you know, that's going to be the choice that they're going to have to make. I'm not going to speak for them. I'm going to imagine the choice that they will make, and that's the type of choices that they'll be having to make right now with eyes wide open as they entered into this process.
So part of, again, the timeline also should reflect on the amount of money that will be spent. I don't believe we will see the types of money that was spent in 2013. I think people will be prudent, and in the timeline that we have set forth, I would expect fair and a fair competition. We're looking forward towards the May 8th and 9th weekend.